Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at what we talked about in church last Sunday and then approach it again from a family angle. Yeah. I'm Pastor Chris here at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church in Burbank, and I'm here with our Children, Youth, and Families Director, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And this past couple of weeks, we've been in a new series called Have Mercy,
where
we are talking about how God really does want to inspire and ignite in us a spirit of mercy, particularly as we look around at the world and see the kinds of needs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago on the podcast, we were talking about the Good Samaritan and just how that's such a great story of the many different ways we can kind of approach the needs that we see out there in the world.
Yeah, and about how God asks us to step up and be that Good Samaritan, and how He'll take care of the rest. He's not asking us to fill every need, or not asking us to think that person is our neighbor or think they're worthy of our help, but to just step up and be that neighbor to whoever needs it, and be worthy of being that neighbor. So, you know, just reminding us all with that story of the Good Samaritan, how we should be responding in those times, and how often we don't respond in a way that looks like that Samaritan on that road.
Yeah, so often we can be like the two men that saw the man hurt and broken on the side of the road and kind of walk way around so that we don't have to get involved. And it's not to say that we need to feel like we have to fix every problem in the world, but sometimes there are those things, those causes, those needs that are really right in front of us. And and we know that God is calling us personally to take care of those.
Sure.
And sometimes it's because God has really laid on our hearts a certain sort of tenderness for certain problems that are out there.
Right. I think that God, I like to say, breaks our hearts for things that are going on in the world that He wants to move us towards doing something about. And I think He uses that heartbreak to make us feel something that feels like it's an absolute desire and need for us to move forward in that. And I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I've never felt more satisfied when serving than when God's broken my heart. And more close to what I am doing, and feel close to God when I am serving as when He's breaking my heart. So I think that heartbreak is good because it's a great indicator that, this is something we're supposed to care about. This is something we're supposed to do. And when our hearts break, we're going to want to move because we're going to want to do something about that heartbreak. We're going to want to make it feel better for ourselves, but also for others.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. That's where it becomes important to be plugged into a church. I think where we have the opportunity then to channel that heartbreak into a certain area. If, for instance, our hearts are broken for those who are, homeless or need some sort of assistance, a meal or whatever that is, if we're plugged into a church or some other kind of organization, but particularly a church, where that can be facilitated for us. I think that's just really super important.
It is. There's plenty of opportunities to serve within that church environment. And the great thing about church is if there isn't something specifically happening right there, you can always find somebody that wants to help and wants to serve with you. So it's a great place to start. And it also is a great place to plug into God and what He really wants you to do. There's a lot of people around you that are in tune also with what God is talking to them about. They can give you biblical advice about what God thinks about those different subjects that really are breaking your heart and can help guide you to that wisdom of whether to serve or not to serve.
Yeah. So those ways that we can serve, again, sometimes God is going to lay those on our heart, the things that that we're just tender towards as individuals. But then again, within the church, we can find those ways to serve. It can be something as simple as getting a few people together and making sandwiches, I know, as we do here, and take them out to just where we know the needs are.
Right. It doesn't have to be something huge. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to change the whole entire world with what you do, but every little thing that you do does change a piece of that world, and you mm-hmm. are a piece of that puzzle that's going to be connected, especially in our Christian faith. Yeah. We are a piece of the whole entire church. We are that body of Christ. And so what we do is we fill a need, and we fill that little piece that God is asking us to fill. And then we work together as Christians to make a real big change and a big difference in this world.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that, because we can feel so overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true that the needs are just crushing out there, but right. we don't need to be crushed by them. We can just have faith right. that if God is calling us to do a certain task, if we're carrying that out faithfully, we really are accomplishing part of God's eternal plan
right.
for the way that he wants us to care for one another in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You actually preached this last week, and you were talking about that passage in Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus talks about us being just what you said,
right.
in a small way, or I guess in a bigger way, in the grand scheme of things, a little bit of the light of the world.
Yeah.
And that's how we do that, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It's how we do that, is by listening to what God is saying to us. That means we have to be in tune mm-hmm. with him, and be in the word, and really know what he says. So we need to grow in our understanding of him. But also just looking for those times that we are drawn to a passion or a desire to mm-hmm. help and to make the world a better place. And when we do that, we're really showing others who God is and who we serve and who we are, where our morality lies, where our passions lie.
Mm-hmm.
All those things that really add up to who we are, we're showing the world that. And we can be a great testament to our faith and to the body of Christ as a whole when we do that.
Yeah. The passage says, "You're the light of the world, a town built on a hill cannot be hidden." But I don't think that necessarily means that we have to advertise all the time what we're trying to do either, right? I mean, it's hidden. Maybe it is a little hidden to the great world out there that's so busy and everything. Maybe what we're doing isn't going to shake up the world, but it's apparent to God. Right.
It is. Even when people don't see it, and you know, there hasn't been a big deal made out of what we're doing, God still sees.
Yeah.
God sees, and the people that you're helping in your service to God and others see what you're doing. And they might not even know your name. Mm-hmm. They might only see you for a split second as you're doing this great work, this service. But they're seeing, and it's changing their lives, and it's changing the lives around them and around you as you continue to serve. Maybe it's quietly, or mm-hmm. you know, maybe you're out there and people see you more often. But you don't have to say a lot about it. You can just serve, and that's enough. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make a big deal out of it.
Now, you actually asked people in the congregation, what are some of the ways they serve?
Yeah.
So what did you hear?
Oh, there's so many ways to serve. I heard teachers mm-hmm. who went above and beyond in their service to children and, mm-hmm. and educating those minds, but also filling a need
mm-hmm.
when they needed to. There was a lot of community service mm-hmm. that was talked about. I talked about service to disenfranchised people and service to one's country, which mm-hmm. is a big one, and we know so many people do serve their countries. And
yeah.
and then also service to the church. And there's, you'd be amazed how many people in churches serve and serve quietly
yeah.
and serve for years. And so it's incredible to hear all these different ways. And I'm sure there were other ways that somebody didn't speak up about. They wanted
yeah.
to be quiet about it, and that's okay. But even as simple as, you know, picking up the phone and calling and checking on somebody that has yeah. been ill or down, or just you feel like they really need to hear a voice, that is a way we're serving others and serving God. And it's incredible to hear, and it's really uplifting to see
mm-hmm.
day in and day out people doing their part for God and for others.
Yeah, and it's really important to mention that. Even those little things, like you say, when people just have that feeling that, oh, I should reach out to
right.
that person in church, and then go ahead and follow up and do that.
Right.
That's a huge, huge thing. In other words, it isn't ministers only that are supposed to be serving.
Right.
And in fact, it doesn't work that way. It can't work that
it
way.
Can't.
It really is that network of people who just kind of uplift each other during the week. I know last week we talked about how important it is just to remember that the reason that we reach out in mercy towards people, even if it is just a phone call to someone
right.
who hasn't been around or who's been ill, when we reach out in mercy, we're really doing that in response to our understanding on a deep level that we are a lot like that man who's broken on the side of the road, who needs other people and who needs the mercy of Christ. And just understanding that we've all been uplifted and lifted up out of that muck and mire, you know, by Christ, that every time we reach out to somebody else, we are acknowledging that and extending that mercy because God extended that mercy towards us.
And I think that's the incredible thing about our faith and growing in our faith and growing in our understanding of God is we start to see the world more like God would see the world. Mm-hmm. We start to understand his role in it and his role in our life specifically. And I think as we do that, as we start to understand how God has really come into our lives and taken us out of bad situations and also just been there for us. And even just what Jesus did on the cross, that really does mean something to us too in today's day and age. That really does start to change you. And you start to look more and more like Christ because you understand what he's given for you. And you understand what that role is that he asks you to play because he played it first.
Absolutely.
So it's incredible. I think that's the key component of when you serve and when you start to grow in that mercy and compassion for others. Mm-hmm. It's a great indicator of where your faith is.
Right, right. And this whole series is really about that. It's just understanding, too, that you were saying last week, I think that, you know, Jesus in these stories, they're all there. It's all there as a mirror to help us understand how we can become better, how we can become conformed to the character of Christ, and also improve the lives of those people around us and ourselves in that way. So, yeah, this week, you know, we all should be out there trying to be that light of the world, the light of Christ in the world, and doing our best to serve others as best we can. So I guess we have two more weeks of Easter, the season of Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope you are enjoying this Easter season and really, you know, just again, acknowledging what Christ has done for us and the miracle of the resurrection and how God wants to revive our own spirits and our own faith each and every day. So again, if you're in Burbank this week, you want to worship with us, we hope you will. Otherwise, have a great week, a blessed week, and we will see you next week on Under the Stained Glass.
Bye.